Everfree Guardian, Chapter 8, Entropy, Part 1. Chaos. That would be the most accurate word to describe the state Equestria is in right now. Every corner of every city in this kingdom was falling apart. Ponyville was transformed into a fever dream. Cloudsdale was being hit with a soda storm. Even places like Las Pegasus and Manhattan were suffering severe amounts of injuries in its citizens, as a giant fissure opened up down the middle of both locations. One half of the city's being turned into a funhouse, while the other was made a lifeless husk of itself. The most important place that was hit was the Everfree Forest. What was once a series of woods and bogs meant to contain and establish habitats for the monsters that roamed is now a jungle of candy canes and hybrid beasts. Alone, these creatures posed a threat to everyone who stepped inside the forest, but when fused together as they were, not even the Everfree Guardian was able to hold out against them for long. Instead, he had raced to Zecora's hut and taken her to Ponyville, where he met up with the Elements of Harmony, informing them of the imminent threat that the Everfree Forest was posing with these more dangerous monsters. Nathan Schmidt decided to do the one thing he never thought he'd do. He joined them on their trip to the capital city of Canterlots, but they didn't expect what they found when they got there. Holy shit! Nathan ducked in the train car as a magical beam split the top half of it in two. The elements, standing nearby, did the same, with some pushing others down as the blast came. Standing back up, Nate looked out into Canterlots, seeing a literal war zone consuming the high society of this mountainside city. All around, ponies were fighting, blasting each other with magic or dive-bombing each other from the air. Most of those who were fighting each other wore either yellow or blue armor. It seems two factions of this world's armed forces were going at it, likely a result of the wild magic that was spreading around the land. The citizens of Canterlot had also joined the fray, but they were going up against both warring factions of the military. They were trying to stop them from destroying this place with their feud. Another blast of magic and a few spears being jammed into the seats snapped Nate into motion. Turning around, he quickly ushered the girls to get out, shoving them all out of the back as the train was coming to a stop at the station. Upon arrival, the main six jumped down from the train's car exit with a human following suit, his rifle in hand and taking aim at any Pegasus flying by or any unicorns rampaging in the city. Rainbow Dash swerved out of the way of incoming flyers herself, going upwards to try and see the city from a bird's eye view. The same destruction ruptured all sections of this place. Not a single pony wasn't fighting, and there were a lot more dead or dying than she wanted to admit.
This is insane!
She flew back down to her friends, as Nate shot a unicorn charging them, the bullet piercing his leg and tripping him up onto the ground. Twilight, who had been stunned silent by this carnage, shook her head as she looked around.
This can't be happening! I would have thought Canterlots.
She gritted her teeth as her eyes shut tightly. Clenching her fists, she took a breath and looked back at the others.
We don't have time for this. We need to go to the castle. Princess Celestia will know what to do.
You sure your princess isn't changed by this too, Twinkles?
Twilight gave a flat stare to Nate as they both ducked under another blast of magic.
Princess Celestia is the most powerful pony of this land! Not only does she have vast amounts of power and magic, but she's an alicorn! Whatever this magic is, it should have a harder time affecting her. Either way, getting to the castle is a lot better than staying out here.
I can't argue with that.
Nate turned his rifle up again, shooting down a Pegasus as they were coming right for them.
Lead the way, I'll keep us protected as best I can.
Twilight nodded as she ran for the edge of the station, hopping down on a street level with the rest of the Elements of Harmony following after. Nate kept the rear guarded as before, but was now more aware of their surroundings as they ventured through the war-riddled capital. He avoided killing any pony as best as possible. Only one casualty was because of him, and that was because the pony got too close to Fluttershy. Even if he had subdued them, he would have severely injured his closest friend, perhaps even skewered her with the spear he held. It made no difference to the human whether he had to kill or not. but his careful tendencies were more focused on the fact that this was the most important city in the kingdom. He had a reputation in Ponyville, and he didn't want the darker ends of that rep to be all Canterlot considered him. He had to keep the killing to a minimum. Cutting around the last corner to the castle, the Elements and the Guardian were met with the warring royal guards at their worst. They practically clogged the entrance into the castle with their brawl. Knowing they had no choice, the seven rushed the crowd, shoving, kicking, and even stabbing and shooting their way through. Twilight and Rarity had used their magic extensively, mostly to push these grayed-out ponies to the side to make way for them. Coming in first, Nate strapped his rifle back around his shoulder as he grabbed the handle for the drawbridge. Glancing at Twilight, she nodded as she used the last of her best magic to shove all of the guards outside. Pulling the lever back, the drawbridge slowly rose, leaving the worst of this quest behind them as the guards were left to their devices. Taking a breather, Nate stepped away from the drawbridge controls, walking next to Rainbow as he placed a hand on his belt.
Jesus Christ, the whole city is screwed.
The city? Man, for all we know, it could be the whole dang country!
Nate gave Rainbow that. If it was this bad in Ponyville and Canterlot, there's no telling what state every other known location in Equestria was like. Given that it drove Canterlot's citizens to do this, he could only assume the worst. Following after Twilight once more, the group charged through the castle entrance and went straight to the foyer. Inside, a certain matriarch was pacing back and forth atop a stairwell.
Princess Celestia!
Twilight's voice caught the attention of the Alicorn right away, causing her to turn her attention to her pupil and the company that came with her. Eyeing each of the ponies before her, she counted up all of the elements and nodded to herself. Her eyes were then drawn to the plus one walking up next to Fluttershy, watching as the two eyed each other before turning their attention back to the elder royal sister. For a moment, Princess Celestia said nothing as she eyed the newcomer, forgetting for a moment that a new face, a new creature, had introduced itself to Ponyville, the same village her pupil lived in. The Everfree Guardian, if she recalled. Sizing him up, the princess noticed the weapons at its side and on its back, but was perturbed at the lack of any visible features on its face or body, all of which were covered up by its clothing and shadowed by the hood it wore over its head. Still, it seems this creature she'd heard much about in the last few days stood with the Elements of Harmony, and right now, they needed all the help they could get. Nate himself had also assessed the princess. The strongest pony in this land stood before him, and the fact that she practically radiated that power through her hair and tail said a lot. All of the ponies he had met in his time here, no matter what species they were always as tall as him, save for a few exceptions. Princess Celestia nearly doubled him in height, standing tall at about 9 or 10 feet, and her figure was made to match that height. With assets the size of jackfruits and birthing hips that would make gay men turn straight, she was, in the eyes of humanity, the perfect representation of a goddess. But right now, the human knew better than to ogle. With death and destruction outside these walls, he needed to focus on the task at hand, and the princess shared that sentiment.
Thank you all for coming. Please, follow me.
Princess Celestia turned and began ascending the stairs to her left, leaving the group to stand for a moment as Twilight was hesitant. She had never seen her mentor this serious. Even in the cases of dire emergencies, the princess had always held her front well. A motherly smile, a graceful attitude, and an understanding nature. Now, it seemed all of that was gone. This was a foreshadow to what's to come, and what kind of threat they were truly facing. Sharing a look between each other, the element bearers tailed after their ruler, Nate following them in kind as they jogged up to the second floor of the castle. Looking around as he did, Nate marveled at the scenery around him. No place on earth was this refined and polished. Not even modernized castles were made up of this much clean marble and gold. Moving to the end of the corridor, the group found themselves in a particular part of the castle, remaining silent as they came upon a large chamber. Coming in last, the human first saw the series of murals aligning the walls, acting as both windows and portraits to the important events that shaped Equestria. Some even detailed recent events, the most notable being the Elements of Harmony's resurgence and use against an evil known as Nightmare Moon. As they came upon the end of this room, another Alicorn stood by a vault, locked and chained by a strong pattern of magic. Unlike Celestia, who bore a white coat and a strangely colored rainbow mane and tail, this other powerful pony had a dark midnight color scheme, patterned and detailed to represent the night. Her starry mane and tail showed a calmer yet equally threatening power to those who oppose it. And the ornaments she wore were identical to Celestia's, but blacker than any other mineral known to humanity. Her feature and figures mirrored Celestia, although she was about a head shorter. Nate assumed this other Alicorn to be a sibling, or a doppelganger of sorts. Given all that he's witnessed, he wouldn't be surprised if it were the latter. However, this darker Alicorn seemed to have a greater focus on him than Celestia. She stared at him intently the moment he set foot into this chamber, her deep cobalt eyes almost piercing him with how intensely she gazed at his form. She knew the second she laid eyes on him that he was not a pony, but something else. Something not native to this kingdom. His energy, his mind, and even his dreams in the countless nights spent wandering the Nocturnal Haven was vastly different, yet oddly similar to her subjects. His aura was darker, but not corrupted. It perturbed her, but spiked her curiosity. Twilight Sparkle ripped her attention away from him as she was approached by the familiar unicorn.
Princess Luna, it's nice to see you again.
To thee as well, star pupil of mine own sister. 'Tis has been a fortnight since I've stood before thee. Thou hast grown since our first encounter.
Yes, I have. I've learned a lot since the first day I came to Ponyville. You look different. Like a small fraction of Nightmare Moon's appearance has meshed with your own.
Princess Luna hung her head, shaking it as she closed her eyes.
Nightmare Moon was but a corrupted playeth on mine owneth image, Twilight Sparkle. The pony thou seeth before thee is not but mine own true colors. This is the mare I once was before I becameth Nightmare Moon, the princess of the night, the guardian of dreams.
She lifted her head, nodding to the lavender unicorn.
I am Princess Luna.
It's been a while, but Delta Omega is back in action. And holy shit, is his return chaotic as hell. But we wouldn't have it any other way. Although I'm trying to wonder how the fuck does Celestia fit in a bed. Anyway, let's get on to our gods of donators. Top donators are 630, TacoCat598, Only One Thing, Subaru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Roland, Stu Hex, Swordbrother, Mortred, Omicron Library, Will, Chris, Twinkie, Ride Soul, Baddest Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GJF, and many more fantastic people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.